Day 22. Mistletoe and Wine is in 5 wins. It's just beaten Westlife. Or, actually, hang on. How many did Westlife got? 4. Then Stay Another Day. Yep, okay. So.
Okay, so 1988. I think this is the song I thought I was talking about earlier. It's Goodbye by the Spicy Girls.
1998. So this was their last song together.
I quite like the song, to be fair.
It's a good song. Unfortunately,
it's not Christmas.
Mistletoe and Wine, Take It Again.
Sorry, Spicy Girls.
You're right, this was their song where they were saying goodbye to each other, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good song, to be fair. I like the video.
I like all of their songs, I'm not going to lie. It's like Mama as well. Was it called just Mama? You know the one?
Mama.
Mama, I love you.
Mama. Mama.
Mama.
Mama.
Mama. Wow, that's not annoying. How many people are buying their child one of those dolls that go, Mama?
No, I hate dolls.
How many of you are now regretting it since you've heard us doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Spice Girls. Oh, could you imagine if Spice Girls had done a proper Christmas song, though?
Oh, yeah, they'd have been good.
For any of these, I mean, could you... let's see. Mr. Blobby could have done a proper Christmas song. I mean, surprisingly, and again, this is why I want to do the US one, like I said yesterday... Mr. Hankey isn't in here.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he did the Mr. Hankey's Christmas Classics, and I wonder if that ever turned up in the charts in America versus here.
It charted here, right?
Not number one, though. These were all Christmas number ones. I'm guessing it probably did chart. Okay, well, yeah. Okay. So either next year we do US ones, or we do Christmas number twos.
Christmas number twos, Mr. Hankey.
Were they poo or were they two?
Two or poo.
Come back tomorrow to hear the next challenger. This was the Variety Show Podcast's Christmas Advent for 2024. We wish you a Merry Christmas.